I would like to call to order the Special Water and Wastewater Committee meeting. It's the, what is today, the 15th of December? And I would like to have roll call, please.
Sorry, let me, let the record reflect that Director Porter is on the line.
Fantastic. And this is the time for public comments.
Thanks, Sam.
I would, if there is anybody on the line, whether it be video, phone, or whatever, that has any public comments, because I don't see any public in the room. Is that Ashley? You might want to mute Ashley because I'm getting a lot of road noise.
I just muted. Sorry.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. If there's anybody that has any comment that would like to make a comment, hopefully specifically about water and wastewater that's not on the agenda, this would be the time for you to speak up and give us your comments. Is there anybody on the line or anybody that would like to do that? Blair said no. So we have nobody on the line and there is no public comment. I will close public comment. I will move into discussion item one.
I will bring up Anthony Harper from Veolia. He will discuss the emergency response plan.
Glad you're on camera.
All right.
Sam, you're smart.
Can you hear me? Or don't need the mic?
Turn the mic on just because we're recording.
All right.
But we can hear you.
I think it's on.
Is it on?
I can hear it. Yeah.
Okay, good. Go ahead, Anthony.
Good evening.
How you doing, sir?
Doing good. So, in 2018, the US EPA passed what is known as the America's Water Infrastructure Act, 2018. And two of the requirements for this was to do a vulnerability assessment or a risk assessment, which we did previously this year and was submitted by, I believe, July. The second part of that was for our water system to develop or to submit a statement to the EPA by December the 31st.
Hold that thought. I just want to make sure, Director Porter, are you hearing all this?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. That's a good check. I just want to be sure. Thank you. Go ahead, Anthony. Sorry.
So as a, for our system, December 31st is the deadline to submit a revised or statement proving that we do have an emergency response plan specific to drinking water, and that entails the vulnerabilities or risks we found in the previous statement or assessment. We are pleased to present the Town of Discovery Bay Drinking Water Emergency Response Plan. We chose not to revise the current or previous document, but to start from scratch.
Okay.
We use the California Drinking Water ERP template or guide as a template, and we specifically left language in it that actually allows this document to be not only an ERP for drinking water, but also a training guide. It's a living document. It always will grow as contacts change, as persons change, or things like that, as our system changes. So we incorporated that, and the thing with that is we shouldn't have any questions from the state or even EPA if we're using their language.
Right.
So at the same time, took a lot of care in making sure that we didn't put a lot of specific details in several pages, that we kept it to titles and things like that, so that there shouldn't be any drastic revisions, and that should help us to keep this thing revised. One thing about an emergency response plan is when this happens, this is a 132-page document. So,
wow.
In an emergency, how many of us are going to have time to grab this thing and read 132 pages? So what we did was we took the critical data out of this and created a quick guide. That wasn't required, but it was something we thought it was just something we needed, something we can hand to the guys in the field and say, this is the information you need. While the incident commander or that agency has the bulk of the information. This is a standalone document specific to drinking water, but it also ties back to the Town of Discovery Bay's emergency response plan. So anything that's not particular to drinking water can be found in that document, which has already been approved. We presented this to the town staff. They've made their comments. We've edited everything. Within this document itself includes the bacteriological site sampling plan, the vulnerability assessment, the water quality public notification plan, and includes both English and Spanish documents for things such as boil water or anything like that. The things that we could predict now and steps for most common threats or things we feel like would probably could happen here.
Based on our specific geography and that type of thing?
Exactly.
Okay.
So that is the document, and we feel that this is ready to be submitted to the state or to the board for approval and to be approved. We ask for your approval tonight to submit this to the state and to have it on file for the California Water Board.
Well, first of all, great job. Thank you. And it makes perfect sense to have it be more uniform and comply so they look at it and they're comfortable with it. They see the process. It's not a new beast completely. My question for you is will you incorporate this plan into some of your training with your personnel and your staff and with our staff as we go forward? So as you say, nobody tries to go into a 132-page document and figure out what they're doing.
That is critical, and one thing I was actually pleased in town management, not a lot of people take a lot of thought into this until it's emergency. They
right.
really don't. They don't right. know that we have an ERP.
Right.
The one thing that we need to do, and we're talking about, is taking this beyond that and actually doing a mock drill, actually seeing what our system is, find where our weaknesses are before we have an emergency. I've got new staff right now that may not know. We have two treatment plants that may have done something in original design, but may not actually react that way now. So we need to test that so that when we have an emergency, we know what we're doing. We kind of have that training.
You get the hazmat suits involved and everything.
Sure.
We do that. Yeah. You know, we do that in the National Guard. We'll go up to Arco Arena and we'll just take over the whole place and pretend that there's been a nuclear blast or something. Anyway, well, I appreciate that. At this point, I think what this, first of all, I'd like to take ask Director Porter to come off mute and ask if she has any direct questions or comments. Are you there, Ash?
Director Porter, you can take yourself off mute.
Do you have any direct comments or questions with regards to this plan? I'm going to assume that we have a technical problem. And so let me just say at this point, what I would do is that are you there, Ash?
I just heard you.
With your approval, we'll make the recommendation as a committee to move this forward to the board, correct?
Her hand is raised, but she's not coming off mute. She's self-muted. Let's see.
Sorry, I don't have any questions. But
there you go.
Good with that.
Okay.
Go ahead, stay with us, Director Port. So
okay.
Our recommendation as a committee is to have you bring this to the board for approval.
That's
before
correct.
It goes to the state, right?
That's correct. We are bringing it tonight because we do have to adopt it and certify it and then submit it to the state by December 31st.
So unless you have any other questions, Ashley, I think we'll just go ahead and recommend this go to the board tonight for vote.
I agree with that.
Okay.
I agree with that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, and this is all part, is this all part of your presentation?
That is part of the
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So this is a whole, is this all 132 pages of it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great, I'll take it home and read it.
Oh, that might be, that's the letter. No, that's the next item. That is your...
Okay, I didn't think so.
That's the Central Valley Water Control...
Yeah, so, okay, item number two, is this Anthony still?
This is Anthony, yes.
Okay, this is that CEQA letter, I think, or Regional Quality...
Control Board, yeah.
Control Board letter that we're talking about now. What do you have for us there?
That is correct.
Oh, I know what this is. Go ahead.
On October the 26th, our state inspector, state representative for our wastewater permit, did an annual inspection of our treatment plant, wastewater treatment plant 1 and 2. We received the report from the state on the 30th of November. And this is a standard compliance evaluation inspection report from the Contra Costa Yard for the Discovery Bay of Contra Costa County. And we are very pleased that there was only one finding in this inspection. And it was not a notice of violation. It was simply documented as an area of concern. Their finding was in regards to managing the, it requires the discharge to manage the ponds to prevent the, any excessive vegetation growth. So if you look at wastewater plant 2's lagoons, we've had an ongoing battle over the years with palm tree growth and cattail growth on those banks. Specifically the lagoons, because they have a characteristic of water quality or, and fertilization that just, it actually escalates that growth, right? So we were aware of this concern actually prior to this and had already started trying to work on that, not to mention the work with the digest pond itself, but also to make sure that we weren't causing any erosion damage to the lagoons while we were trying to figure out the best we could go. One of the biggest concerns we had with, you know, it sounds easy, hey, let's weed eat around the lagoons, take pictures and submit that. The problem we face is we do have an erosion control problem. That's why we went down with digest ponds.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the lagoons don't have that kind of turbulence or that kind of pumpage, so we generally don't have that wake.
Mm-hmm.
However, we've got some substantial palm tree roots in the ground. We really do. In October, mid-October, we worked with the town and mowed both lagoons. And right now, if you look at Lagoon 2, I have 7 palm trees growing right now. They're just coming back that fast. One good thing is in mid-November, we did sign an annual contract with Green Valley Pest Control, which will be coming out to do spraying, herbicide control, things like that. And we did verify that all the chemicals they are using are compliant when environmentally safe. And if you go out there right now, you can actually see that the weed control, the herbicides is working, it's killing the cattails. So we have made some progress as we see.
Have you talked to our landscape manager to see if he has any use for those palm trees?
I'm wondering if we can sell them things, because anybody else is buying them for at least $100 a tree.
I've seen them, and they're at various heights. Some of them are only a few feet off the ground. Some of them are getting actually fairly tall.
Some of them are getting there, that's right.
Sure.
So in discussions with the not only the town, but also our state representative, one of our concerns was, can we do away with the palm trees and look at trying to get language in the permit to allow the cattails because to encourage a little bit of a natural erosion control. If we start digging up those cattails, start digging up those palm tree roots, we're gonna damage the banks. And you can tell by the narrow spacing we have between the lagoons, we don't have a whole lot of room. The other thing that comes to mind here is we have a lot of wildlife. Those lagoons are literally covered every day with all kinds of birds, some are varmints and pests, things like that. But we also have 2 endangered species on our premises we know of. The red-spotted frog and the owl. So when we're talking herbicide control and things like that, we're trying to be very careful that whatever we do, it isn't harming the environment, and that can't be held back against us. So The state is aware of this, and in talking with the town, our plan of action would be, and we have drafted a letter of response to the state, which we are required to submit by no later than December the 20th. And our response would be pointing out a couple of things. Contractor hired to support the town with environmentally safe weed control. That was done as of November the 12th. Town is seeking better engineering and or improved methods to adequately maintain the lagoons as required. Among this is manually removing the weeds which cannot be reached safely or with normal equipment. And that's our problem, is we can get the stuff on the banks, is we can't reach out there safely and get the stuff that's growing in the edges of the water and things like that. Town has replaced the new dredge system. That is currently being installed and should be online by the end of this month. Having this unit back online should help reduce the buildup along the banks. So basically those solids are piling up on the edges of those banks, so that's given that fertilization soil to grow up there. So having that back on is going to pull those solids back into the digest pond like it's supposed to and should reduce that growth.
Let me ask a question. How long have you been with us? Two years?
I've been here officially since April.
Yep.
Just a year?
Not even a year?
Not even a year.
Nope.
God, you seem like you've been here forever. They were there when you got here, obviously. Aaron, how long have we been dealing with those weeds? Just didn't pop up. They've been there for a while.
We have been battling vegetation growth around those ponds for as long as I've been here.
Oh, okay.
We'll cut them down and they come right back.
Okay. Just too fertile. And then the high winds bring the seeds by and...
Well, boom. Not only the winds, but the animals. The animals themselves.
Oh, really? Is that where that comes from?
It's a perfect puzzle for growth.
So it's going to be an ongoing problem, is what you're telling me.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Well, no, but overall, that I'm really happy with that report. I'm glad you guys have everything in shape. And it's kind of... that's the worst that they have to complain about, then we are in absolute fantastic shape, and I want to commend the town and Veolia for doing a great job of working together to make sure that we're staying on top of these things. That's a great report.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. Do you have anything else for us on that report?
No, not at all. We will be, if no other comments or requests from the committee, we will be submitting this most likely by the end of this week. We'll be ahead of our deadline, and then we'll be
Does it get submitted back to?
Back to the state representative.
Does it need an approval by the board?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're just responding.
Good job.
Yep.
Okay, good job. All right, the next item, it looks like a Ludolf and Scalmanini deal. Are they online?
Nope, we're going to have Mike Duraca is going to present this.
Okay. Hey, there she is.
Perfect timing.
Hey, so, I don't know if you can hear me.
We can't
yes.
hear you.
I did want to comment on that last item.
Yes. Go ahead, Greg.
The last contract we had with Veolia, the last contract revision, specifically tried to address control of vegetation around the lagoon and utilizing town resources to help with that. So we've known about this issue for a while.
That's right. I didn't realize you're online, Gregory, or I would have asked you, but I know that it's been an ongoing problem, and but again, kudos to the entire team for having such a polished report and with no violations. And I did notice that they did make note of our conductivity. Did I say that right? As well as that's the saline, as well as one other item I saw in the report, but I can't recall what it was right now, but it was just honorable mention stuff. It's kind of like, I got to find something. I can't give you 100%. So we appreciate that, and job well done. Mike Uraka, you're up on the next agenda item, which is about water.
Yes. Well, eight.
Well, eight.
So,
infamous well, eight.
one of the facets of this project is to, of course, have Well 8 designed and then eventually built, and have Lewis County help us with that process. And so we've had them prepare the attached scope of work, which is included in the overall $4.8 million budget that was developed for the project. So this is in line with that, or included in that estimate. The scope of work that's before you has four tasks in it from Ruokaskamini. Task one is project coordination and administration. Two is the regulatory and permitting activities that will be needed. And then three is the production well design with construction of that process, because we build the well, and then we build the pump station after that, and those are two separate contractors. And so then number four would be the well pump station design and construction. And this is all the engineering and inspection work that will be going on for the design and for the construction of that activity. So we wanted to bring this to the committee, let you take a look at the scope of work that they had in here, ask any questions, provide any comments, suggest any revisions, and all of that, and then we would then take it to the full board for approval at the January 19th board meeting. After, at the back of their scope of work and their spreadsheet for the breakdown of the hours and the charges and all of that, I did ask them to update the spreadsheet, which is the green and yellow towards the back.
Oh my, so small.
Pretty far back, yeah.
This one?
Yes, that one there.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I did ask them to update that spreadsheet, because the last time the committee and the board saw this spreadsheet was about a year and a half ago, I would say, when we were talking about doing the test well at Pantages. So they did have their breakdown here, and that, even with the 10% contingency at the bottom, you can see it's about $4.6 million. So that's still under our $4.8 million that,
well, that answered my first question.
Dina and everyone budgeted a few years ago. So I just wanted to,
that's pretty cool,
make sure that the committee knew that we did look at how this impacts the overall budget, and asked Ludolf to update these numbers for us to bring them to current numbers now that we
sure
know more as to what the station's going to look like.
And this is the funding for this is part of the bond financing.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to see that it came in. Director Porter, do you have any comments on this?
I have a couple of questions. Is there any, I know we have a 10% contingency, but is there any thought with current state of how inflation has been crazy that if this may be revised or changed, or is it a fairly solid number?
They feel pretty confident, even with all the craziness that's been going on with COVID and supply chain. And that's why I had them update this estimate. And it's based on some numbers that they've been seeing more recently.
Okay.
So, yes.
Perfect.
It's a great question, but let's do this, since we have somebody in the room that has been looking at budgets that might have changed dramatically since we have that huge project going on over there. Have we been hit with any unexpected large overages because of the whole COVID situation, Anthony, with the existing denitrification project?
So far, we actually haven't been hit with as much as we anticipated yet.
Okay.
But there's small minor things.
It hasn't gone crazy like it did a year ago.
We haven't felt it just yet. So,
okay.
Let's
pray for consistency.
Yeah.
What else did you have, Ash?
That was really my only question. I just know it seems like everything that we look at from a budgetary standpoint has been increasing. You know, normally it would increase every six months, and it seems like it's going every couple months, and it's, you know, anywhere from 10% to 20%, and that's a lot over a short amount of time. So,
and I share that same concern, which is why I asked them to update this to bring it to current.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Because if I were sitting in your seat, I'd want to know that, answer that question.
Yeah.
And we really don't, we have some other things to work out before we can really talk about a start date at this point, I guess.
Correct. Huh?
That was going to be my next question.
So
we
have,
like
we
have to approve this first before
it goes
to the start date.
We're going to affect that later on in the meeting.
Yeah.
I think.
That's correct.
So, Director Porter, are you comfortable with making a recommendation that this go to the board in the January meeting?
I am comfortable. I'd like to make a recommendation that this goes to the board for approval on the January 19th meeting.
And I agree. Good job. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. Thank you, Greg. Oh, Greg, you're probably not in on that as much, but you are. Next item, looks like it's you, Mike.
So, about a year and a half ago, we did go to the board to get approval to annex Plant 2 and the Newport plant, along with the Fantasius subdivision that was being annexed through LAFCO. And we recently received notification from LAFCO that our Plant 2 Contra Costa Water District parcel that goes through Plant 2 property, if you turn to the figure that has the blue and the red diagram.
Mm-hmm.
So that blue rectangle that goes all the way from the left of the page to the right side of the page is owned by Contra Costa Water District, and that's one whole parcel. What LAFCO said to us, the executive officer, she said, you know, LAFCO doesn't like to see, because when we went in, we wanted all the area in red in here, which is the area that we own,
right,
annexed to our district boundaries, in order to avoid paying the property taxes. But what she said was that LAFCO doesn't really like to see breaks in district boundaries. They want to see boundary, just one contiguous boundary and not separated. So she said that she was going to be recommending to the commission that we include this parcel, this Contra Costa Water District parcel, so that our town boundary would be contiguous and not have any breaks in it. So,
well, but then their parcel would have a break in it. You're going to get a break in a parcel one way or another.
But it's the boundary.
Okay.
They don't want our boundary to have.
It's different. It's the okay.
Parcels are different than boundaries.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yes. The parcel, the blue is the Contra Costa Water parcel.
Parcel. The
red,
the red
are our parcels that make up our Plant 2
right.
property that we
okay.
own. And so the boundary lines would basically go around the blue and then around the red and then around the blue again and then back to Highway 4 and join up with our boundary. And it would be one continuous line with no breaks. And that's what LAFCO, that's their policy. Talking with Contra Costa Water District, they're fine with being included in our boundary. They just wanted to make sure that they weren't going to be hit with any fees.
Okay.
So just where does that lot fee of $224 come from? Is that an arbitrary number, or is
That's from our rate study. So that's a vacant lot fee that our ratepayers pay when they have a vacant lot on any of our properties. So that's $224.
So it doesn't matter if it's a long thin one or if it's one for a house. That's the vacant
correct.
Lot fee, i.e. Village 6 before it got completed, or Village 5 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you. They were paying a lot fee. Hoffman was paying a lot fee for a long time on those. I'm with you.
Yep.
Okay, so your recommendation is to?
For the board to waive the $225 annual lot fee. Because if you think about it, if we didn't include them in our annexation, we wouldn't get the lot fee
right.
anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
And so by including them and having the commission approve our annexation, we can then avoid the $11,000 a year of property taxes that we're paying, which is a huge benefit to the town.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer.
So
we're ahead.
We're
about, you know, 10,000,
yeah, right.
something
on
dollars.
An annual basis.
On an annual basis.
Yeah. I would, we get it, and we recommend that this be brought to the board for immediate approval so that we can move ahead with that annexation.
There's two parts to this. What,
and then we'll listen to the second part.
Okay. The other thing that Alaska Executive Officer brought to my attention was that if you turn to Exhibit B, you'll see a couple of three sheets that show currently detachment that occurred back in 2016, where these darkened parcels that you see on the exhibits were detached from the town, but they were never removed from the town's sphere of influence. And so that was recently brought to our attention. And so the LAFCO executive officer is suggesting that we also allow her to present that to LAFCO, to the commission, in her staff report, to remove those from our sphere of influence. So it's really just a cleanup issue.
Does that run along the western border of Centex? Is that what that does?
It does. This was the old BBID. Remember that?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so that's what that is. We finalized part of it, but we didn't clean it up and
okay.
Tied it up with a little bow. So
and this is Joe. Help me out. Her name is Joanne Texera?
Luann
Texera. Very good.
Luann Texera.
Yeah.
So basically, this is cleaning stuff up. It has no effect on how we operate. What we're paying
kind
for.
Kind of technical items.
It's just a technical issue.
But it still needs her approval so that she can then put in her staff report that the town board
approved
acted and approved this. And you know that way, because then the commission's going to ask, well, what does the town think about this?
Yeah.
And it's nice to have it clean. My understanding is that it's the county that actually took this to the commission. Is that correct?
I believe it was. We went to the county and asked them to...
The county takes it to LAFCO.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay. So, yeah, we went to the county. County took it to LAFCO.
Okay.
So,
that's part
I'm all for cleaning stuff up, man.
Yeah.
I think if we can consolidate things, get it down to what we need, I think that's a great idea. And so, as an agenda item, both items can be on the same agenda item as they were tonight.
Yep, it's coming tonight.
Yeah, it's coming tonight, and thank you for doing the work and dealing with the negotiations. And it sounds like they were cooperative, which is nice. Luann has always kind of cooperated with us pretty well on a lot of stuff. So I haven't spoken to her, obviously, since I forgot her name in a while. But she's always been very responsive when we had the BBID thing especially.
Yes.
So thank you, Mike. Is that it for that item?
That's it.
Yep.
Please move that forward
thank
for
you.
Tonight. And then item number... That's it.
Yep, we'll move into closed session.
Okay, Andy, you want to take us into closed session?
Yep, sorry.
Item G.
Sorry.
G1.
Time discovery bay, water and wastewater special meeting will adjourn to closed session to address the item identified on the agenda as G1.